Now, the rest of the story. Al would never forget as long as he lived the day he met Fred's mother. Her name was Arizona Clark, and she was an old-fashioned Ozarks woman with a penchant for bingo and jigsaw puzzles and fried chicken and music on the radio. She was trying to fix the screen door on her house when Al first laid eyes on her, and he introduced himself as a friend of her son, Fred. Arizona smiled proudly, said that Fred was a real good boy. Then she asked Al if he would hold the screen while she put the last nail in, and Al obliged, and that was the beginning of a very special friendship that was to last for many years. For Arizona Clark sort of adopted Al, treated him like one of her own sons, and Al responded to her, came to adore her, took the little old lady to carnivals and to the movies, which she relished. Once he took her by plane to San Francisco. That trip was the thrill of her lifetime. And yet, as a rule, Arizona was made happiest by the simplest things. Bingo was boring to Al. And yet he took Arizona to play as often as possible because he so loved showing her a good time. Al had a big car in those days, so big that bespectacled little Arizona was no taller than 5'2", seemed to kind of lose herself in it, so Al bought her an air cushion to sit on so that she could see clearly over the dashboard and enjoy the scenery. Arizona was a curious combination of attributes, simple, sometimes cantankerous, gullible, even superstitious. She could play the fiddle pretty well. Her reading was mostly limited to the Bible. She never read newspapers or magazines. The radio stations she listened to did not broadcast the news. This is important that you remember this. The stations she listened to did not broadcast the news. So Arizona Clark, except for the attention of Al and her family, was almost completely cut off from the rest of the world. And that brings us to the rest of the story. Al eventually went into business with Arizona's flesh-and-blood sons, and they kept their business to themselves. Arizona loved cooking and cleaning for them, but when it came time to discuss business, the old woman's sons would send her to the movies. She saw a lot of movies, because in the course of their partnership, Al and the others had a great deal of business to talk over. For there is one thing that you've not yet learned about Arizona Clark. She was not terribly bright. She did not know, for example, that when her boys traveled with her, they were using her as a front. For who would suspect a mother and her sons when police were looking for a gang of robbers and kidnappers? But Arizona was to pay for her naivete with her life and her reputation, for the history books tell you quite another story, a legend that grew up with the various fact and fancy of Depression-era crime, a tale of bloodthirsty criminal masterminds who brought her sons up to be public enemies, who told them what to do and when and how and got them killed in the process. Well, now, to set the record straight, it was Al. It was Al Karpis who was leader of that gang. It was Al Karpis, who took such a shine to a slow-witted little old lady, mother of Fred and Doc, Arizona Clark Barker. My goodness, you have been remembering a mostly helpless little old lady as the infamous Ma Barker. Well, now you know the rest of the story.